Toyota's Prado has been a huge success in Australia over the years as both an adventure four-wheel drive and a family SUV. The latest Kakadu model comes with a host of luxury and comfort features, but it's starting to show its age a little. Toyota has kept it alive with upgrades along the way, with improvements to the infotainment connectivity, safety across the range, and cosmetic upgrades. Priced from a tad under $88,000 plus the usual costs, it comes with heated and ventilated front and rear seats, multi-terrain off-road systems, adaptive suspension, and a moonroof. It's powered by the familiar 2.8-litre four-cylinder diesel engine with 150 kilowatts and 500 newton metres from as low as 1600 revs. Prado, especially in the upper spec models, is really used as a family transport with seven seats. That's not to say it isn't capable off-road, as it is. Unfortunately, it's just not used much there. With all the production issues surrounding the 300 series Land Cruiser and COVID still ravaging supply chains, I can't see a new Prado coming anytime soon, even if it is needed. However, in the meantime, Toyota will continue to sell Prado in large numbers. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Why not head to anyauto.com.au for the latest on cars and motoring? While at anyauto.com.au, check out a review of Hyundai's Monster Palisade all-wheel drive SUV. Subaru's going electric. The Subaru Solterra has arrived in Australia. See what it looks like at AnyAuto. And how's this for a test drive? The Volkswagen Arteon shooting brake. All that, so much more, anyauto.com.au.